Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Inside Out Gaming, finally, and I'm sorry for the delay guys, there's just been a lot going on recently and it's been very hard to record. I hope you understand and I'm very sorry for the inconvenience this has caused everybody. But I'm back today with another episode, feeling good and excited to talk to you all about a game that a lot of you know about. But you should know about, because it's one of the best games ever. Like, I'm not even going to lie. So, it's called Curve Fever. Some of you may have heard of it, and it's a pretty good game. So Curve Fever, essentially, is like Slay the Spire. And you can queue into matches with an online... You can just play with random people. Or you can play with friends. You can invite friends to play with you. And it's incredibly fun. So essentially what it is it's like Slither Riot. Okay? So what you have to do is, you get a character, you load into a game like I'm doing. You join a match of roughly 6 players if you want to play publicly. But if you want to play privately with your friends, you can have up to whatever players you want. And so you start off with a rocket-like avatar. And so what you have to do is you have to navigate your way around a little map that you have. And also, as you're doing this, a little line of your colour will follow you. And you can't run into other people's lines or your line. Otherwise, you die. And you leave the game and you become a spectator. So you have to try and last as long as possible in this arena. And I'm playing as I'm speaking, and I just got first place. So all you have to do is search up Curve Fever 2021. You can get it on Steam, or you can just play it as a browser game. Probably one of the best browser games, I'd say. So you guys could go play, and we might be doing a game with all our listeners. And so stay tuned for that. It might be unlikely, but we'll see how it goes. If you guys like to do this, please leave a voice message, which you can do now, in Anchor. So you can go ahead to Anchor, download the app today, it's really, really good. Start your own podcast as well. Very easy, very accessible as well. Now, another topic that I have is, I got a laptop. And the laptop is a Chromebook HP, I'm not really sure which one it is. It's got an Intel inside of it, and it's lit. Like, it's really, really good. And also, as a laptop, it's surprisingly good with, specs and games and stuff. Especially, heavy-duty games, like Roblox, Asphalt 9. Big graphic games that you would usually need a PC for. It just runs so smoothly on the laptop. I'm not trying to advertise or anything. I'm just suggesting it, and it is good. And the amount of apps that you can get off the Google Play Store is surprisingly good. People say, oh yeah, it's not as good as the App Store, so what's the point? I would disagree. It's probably, I wouldn't call it better than the App Store, but I wouldn't call it worse. It's roughly the same thing. You can still download great apps. One problem, though, is its compatibility. So it's a Chrome OS, which means it can't run from Steam, or you can't really get Steam. You can't get Epic Games games, which is quite sad, but, you know, it's not really built for games anyway. It was kind of built for the kids during lockdown. And I'm still surprised on how good games run on it. And so let's say I'm actually on my laptop now, and the keyboard as well just feels so smooth. And so you can get a lot of good games, and a lot of popular games, for example, Asphalt 9, Roblox, Akinator, Guns of Glory, Fallout Shelter, Scratch. Also, you don't even need to download these. So it comes with YouTube, Google Keep, Duo, Stadia, camera, photos, YouTube Music, YouTube, Gmail, Docs, Files, Play Store, Chrome. It goes on and on and on. Also, if you're less of a games person, that's completely fine. The amount of videos, like films that you can watch. For example, I'm looking on the Google Play Store now, and I already can see Disney Plus, Netflix, Prime Video, eBay, BBC Sounds, Twitter, Twitch even. There's loads to get. And so you can also, if you're more of a creative person, there's so much. You can get Incredibox, Canva, Adobe Lightroom. You can get Remix Live, so you can make music. There's a lot of music stuff on as well. You can get Kahoot, Microsoft Word. There's a lot of Microsoft stuff as well. Get Instagram, Discord, all of that good stuff. Get Adobe Photoshop, Express, that's good. And it's free as well. So I've already downloaded that. It's really, really good. You can get Xbox, PlayStation app, all that good stuff. You can also make music very easily. There is a lot of there's a lot of free music making apps and a lot like that. Now to movies and TV, you can get Google Movies, which is really, really good, straight off the Google Play Store. There's a lot of popular ones like Spider-Man Homecoming, Avengers Endgame, Disney Moana. There's comedy as well. And now on to TV. TV is very good. Line of Duty, Family Guy, Peppa Pig, a lot more. And so it's very good for the family. Also, if you're more into nature and history shows, you can have David Attenborough, Planet Earth, Blue Planet, Spy in the World, Dynasties. So there's a lot on nature. Also, you can get books. E-books, audiobooks, comics, you can search for genres, top selling, new releases, children books, top free. And also, there's a lot of free stuff. There's a lot of stuff for kids as well. A lot of stuff for kids. Because I feel that the HP and Chromebooks in general are more for kids. And so also, as I said before, you can run games so smoothly, which is incredible. And also the display is really, really, really big, which is incredible if you want to. You could even start streaming on this and I'd watch it. The specs look great. So that's really good. And now on to books, more on books. There's loads of kids' books and adult books. Harry Potter, Peppa Pig books, The Tiger That Came to Tea, all the Harry Potter ones, Diary of the Wimpy Kid, every single one, and a lot more. So I would definitely get, I would definitely get the Chromebooks. Now, if you, so another topic is YouTube. YouTube on this is great, although there's not an individual app for it, I don't think. But it already comes installed, and it just takes you. It's like a Google Chrome, shortcuts? Yeah, shortcuts. And you can just access, access stuff really easily. So, so that's why I would love for you guys to get these Chromebooks. They are really, really good. So, actually, I'm going to have a look if you can get YouTube as an app. Also, I brought a mouse. It's just a cheap mouse. Not going to really, game with it. It's just a Equitech mouse. It's very, very simple. But it does the trick, you know? It works. So there is a YouTube app, and I am gonna see what it's like. Also, you can get TikTok and stuff on this YouTube studio. You can get Spotify as well. There's a lot of music, so I would recommend it to any like music producers, or if you wanted to make music, you could. You got Spotify, like I said. Spotify is really good. Also, you can. There's a lot of recording apps. Spotify Kids, Spotify for Artists. So that's good. There's loads of music stuff as well. So that's why you should buy a Chromebook. And Chromebooks are just good in general. They'll do the job. Like, it's not anything fancy. It's sleek. It's very accessible. It's very good. Like, there's a search key that you can just directly use to search for your apps, and you can search the web straight from that, which is great. There's a lot of crazy features as well, and the wallpapers are great. A lot of wallpapers for you to choose from, and I think the customization as well, that's really, really good. Gmail as well, you get Gmail already on there. I didn't have Gmail before. I had a Chromebook, but now I do. And I have to say, Gmail is pretty good. I used to just use Outlook, and that was all right, I guess. It was nothing crazy. I just use Outlook. And also, I'm thinking of making an email for you to send ideas and stuff if you wanted to send me some, like, if you want to. For us to do a topic, you can email us as well. So I'm still currently setting that up, but keep on a lookout. I'll be doing regular updates, just like a minute of like updates every now and then, just so you guys can be updated. And I always want you guys to know what's going on, because if you don't know what's going on, then it's not good. Like, because we also have a random schedule, that's not too good. We don't really upload weekly, monthly. We just upload. So yeah. So it just finished downloading like the YouTube app, and it is your own app. So they do have their own app. Sorry, I was going to say rap. So it's pretty good. There's a lot of good apps. Like, you can get Twitch if you wanted to. Like, I don't really use Twitch, but Twitch is good. Like, there's really a lot that you can do with a Chromebook. Also, so much with all the accessibility and stuff. Like, the accessibility is crazy. Like, very, very good. Spotify with Artists is pretty good. As you all know, I am a like artist for my podcast. I'm like the main person. Like, I don't like to say that, but it's true. So yeah. So I have a Spotify account, obviously. You can actually go check it out if you want to. I actually I might do some playlists for music. And I want to talk about music a bit, because music is such a powerful thing that not many people realize. Now, what I want to talk about is my playlist, which is called Samantha and Other Nice Tracks. So some of the stuff that it features is Dave, Internet Money, The Scots, Drake, XXXTentacion, Barking, Jack Boys Out West, like Marshmallow Project Dreams, Heady One, Buddy Rich. You know, there's a lot of rap on there, and I would love for you all to go check it out, and you can check us a follow as well. And also on Spotify, we have a podcast on Spotify, so just search up Inside Out Gaming and it will surely come up. And also, what I'm so happy about is, even if you just search Inside Out, and I'm sure there's a lot of stuff called Inside Out, Inside Out Gaming is at the top. I'm so happy that we got that. Like, we're up on the recommended, boys. Let's go. Yeah, also you can go to our website. It's not a lot, but it's just about me on the show. You can like stay notified with stuff. There's not a lot on there, but there's enough, you know. And WordPress, I made it with WordPress.com. You can create your own website at WordPress.com. I recommend it highly. It's very good. So, yeah, that's kind of it. So go leave a. I say this every single time, and I'm sorry for doing this for you all, but it's just part of the process. You can go check out Inside Out Gaming on Anchor, Overcast, Pocket Cast, I think, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Go leave a review. Check us a follow. And also, we might be having a YouTube channel soon. So, of course, I'll give you the updates and see you all later. Bye.